Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Avodah Zarah Daf Samaches Avodah Zarah 68. On today's Daf Yomi, Rabbi Shimon says the following phrase: Srucha meikara lo tzricha miuta af Rabbi Almahu. Rabbi Shimon is saying that since we do not need a verse to teach us the idea that if an animal was srucha meikara, it had something wrong with it originally, even before it was killed, we don't need a verse to tell us that that animal does not fall within the prohibited category of food called nevela, because such an animal is afra ba'almahu. It's considered to be like earth. The background to this statement of Rabbi Shimon is that there is a dispute between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Shimon with how we interpret the verse from Deuteronomy chapter 14, verse 21. The verse states, "Osochu kol nevela, you're not allowed to eat any animal that was not slaughtered properly. You must give it to the stranger, the non-Jewish person who is in your midst." So the verse compares the prohibition of eating an animal that is not slaughtered properly to the idea of giving this food to a stranger. And it implies from here that the prohibition of nevela is only as it relates to food that is edible, that a ger, a person who is a foreigner in your community, is allowed to eat. So the position of Rabbi Meir is that the verse is coming to allow the achila, the eating of a nevela that was originally rancid. And so therefore, since it was originally not permitted for a person to eat, therefore since the food itself was not something that was ruya, that it was not something that was worthy for a person to eat, the verse is telling us that it is permitted to eat this food and is not fall within the prohibition of nevela. Or as Rabbi Shimon is saying, that we don't need the verse to teach us that. We would know that on our own. And so therefore he's saying the verse is coming to allow a nevela that it, at this moment, is no longer edible. That since it's no longer edible, it's like earth and ashes. And so therefore we say that the name of a nevela, the name of a prohibited food, has been removed from it. And also the upshot of this is that other prohibitions as well that are no longer edible, that even though these food items were once prohibited, since they're no longer edible, they're no longer within the category of prohibited food. The Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuros in chapter 14, laws 10 and 11, writes that all foods that are forbidden, a person is only going to be liable for them if they eat them in a way that gives the person benefit, with the exception of basar v'chalav, meat and milk, and also kulaya karam, a mixture of forbidden foods. So the Rambam says, for example, if you took this forbidden fat and you pushed it together and you swallowed it in a way that was painful, or you ate it raw, which is not the normal way you eat it, or you mixed in with it into yayin nesach, into forbidden wine, you mixed in bitter foods that make it not edible, so under these circumstances you're going to be exempt. So this is what the Rambam right. So the place he says that this is a problem, because the Rambam, according to the Rambam's words, it should be the case that meat and milk, since the Rambam says their prohibition remains, why would he learn that meat and milk, why would we say that nosin tam of gam is mutter under those categories, and if it imparts a bad taste, why is it permitted? It should be prohibited, because we say that the prohibition of eating something even in an inedible way should apply to meat and applies to meat and milk. So why would we say no same time with gum is permitted by meat and milk? So that is the Placey's approach to the Rambam. And so therefore he says that the opinion of the Rambam is that when we say that no same time of gum is permitted, that is only to say that if it is not eaten in the normal fashion. But meat and milk, since they are prohibited, even in this matter, they should also be prohibited when we say no same time of gam. The Chavos Das actually takes a different approach to the Rambam, and he says that there are two separate laws. One law is relating to the food itself, if the food itself became prohibited originally, and that is something that will always remain prohibited. And the second thing is something that relates to the concept of derech hanah, eating it in a manner which one achieves benefit from it. And he says that the distinction between these two laws, and obviously we're summarizing a huge debate here, the distinction between these two laws is as relates to something that was edible, became no longer edible, and then after the fact returned to its edible state. That is the distinction that the Chavos Das draws. Thus, the Chavos Das argues that if you're talking about a food that became inedible from the beginning, that means to say it was rancid, such a food, the Torah is telling us, that is no longer prohibited because it's no longer edible by this foreigner. So then we would say that the permission comes in the essence of the food itself, and it's like earth, and therefore the prohibition has been removed from it completely. And even if you're going to take this food, which is no longer edible, and you're going to add it to other foods, the prohibition will not return. However, about something that itself, the food itself did not become prohibited to eat, but just something was mixed in with it, and therefore you might think you're going to be exempt because it's not the normal way of eating things. There, the actual essence of the prohibited food was not removed, and so therefore, if you are able somehow to make that food edible again, then the prohibition will return to it. So if the food itself became inedible on its own, then even if it returns to becoming edible, then we'll say it's permitted. However, if the food itself was not edible, it did not become inedible, it was just something was added to it, then we would say then the prohibition will arise again. And of course, this is very relevant today, extraordinarily relevant. We have all sorts of chemical processes that take foods and make them not edible, and then they're re-added to foods, and this is a huge debate amongst the poskim about how do we look at those foods. Do we look at them as permitted or as prohibited?